This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Gardeners, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern.
The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. It's Easter morning. We're starting to, sun has come out. It's going to be a beautiful day here in lots of New England. 60 degrees where I am. Going to get a little windy later, but 60 degrees would be a great time to enjoy with the family and, get together, with my girls and actually have a Sunday to be home with them. So be very thankful for that. Now, I believe we do have some calls still on the line, so I want to get right back into the phone lines. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Cheryl Ann is in New Hampshire.
Cheryl Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Happy morning. Easter. Christ is risen. We have things to celebrate.
Definitely. Happy Easter to you, too.
So, I'm a challenge. I really don't know how to garden. And the only space that I have is a deck. I live in a townhouse. But the deck is pretty big. It's about 8 by 14. And it has, it doesn't have stairs, so I've got all that space. I've got a slider on one side. I eat organic food, so whatever I would grow, I would want to have organic seeds. But I don't know where to start. I'm that much of a challenge.
No challenge at all.
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Can you hear me there? Hi.
Yes, I can
hear you. So no challenge at all, to be honest. Most people in a garden setting like that you would have would container garden with everything they can. There are lots of different styles of containers to use. Some people, to get started, will use an earth box.
Okay.
An earth box is a great way to get started in the garden. It's like a window box, but you can put a trellis on it. You can grow tomatoes. You can grow peppers. You can grow peas. It's anything along those lines. Nice, easy system to go through.
Okay.
So it's definitely a nice, easy way to do it. You know, the soil that you want to choose, depending upon how you're starting, you want to go for more of like a lighter potting mix, not a topsoil, okay? Garden centers will sell topsoil in bags, and then they'll sell potting soil.
Okay.
Potting soil has a lighter mix to it. It's almost a lot of times they'll call it like a soilless mix, even though they call it potting soil. It can be very confusing for even people who have been gardeners for years. But this potting soil is a lighter mix. It's not as heavy. You're looking, a topsoil would be in the yard or in a heavier garden to add to it that way. Whereas when you're doing container gardens, you want that lighter mix to allow better root development and that type of thing.
Okay.
So that's how I would start off. What I would also look at is see, you know, how much sun does the area that you're using get? You know, how much?
A lot. Okay. A lot. In the morning, it doesn't get that much, but like probably from noontime on, it's bright sun.
Okay.
Full sun.
So the hottest part of the day, where the sun is the highest, is usually between 10 and 2, a little bit, you know, 10 and 3.
Okay.
So you're actually getting some pretty good sun there.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about, you know, not having enough sun.
Okay.
From there, you'll determine, you know, what are you interested in growing? You know, look at it and say, all right, if you're looking to do veggies, you know,
yes,
pretty much
veggies.
Any vegetable is going to do well in full sun.
Okay.
So if you're going to start in containers, you're going to have the containers starting now, say like a tomato. You can't get a tomato outside yet. Tomatoes and a lot of your vegetables, unless they're coal crops, can't go outside until the temperatures outside are warm enough overnight and during the day. Usually the last frost that we're, you know, that's what we're afraid of to hit our plants is about May 20th.
Okay.
So, depending upon where you are in New Hampshire, the more north you go, the little bit later. Okay. So you're going to be around the same time as I am.
Okay.
So about May 20th is what we say is our last frost date.
Okay.
So say you wanted to grow tomatoes.
Okay.
And if you started from seed, you'd have to keep it inside. You wouldn't want to leave it outside until at least May 20th or later. It could be a little bit earlier, depending upon how the temperatures change. The way I like to look at it, if I see large temperature gaps, so say during the day it's 65,
mm-hmm.
and then at night it's 40,
mm-hmm.
that's too much of a gap for a plant to really stay out all night when it comes to like a vegetable plant that you're growing, like a tomato or a pepper or a squash, okay?
Okay, can you back up and tell me?
Sure.
So inside, how do I start them? I've seen some things, so I'm sorry, I know nothing.
That's okay.
I've seen those things that, I don't know how to describe them, they're brown, and they almost look like egg cartons.
Yep, and those are what's considered peat pots.
Okay.
And those are starting, that's where you can start growing. Okay?
Is that what I should get?
Yes, if you're looking to start some seeds indoors, definitely.
Okay.
So those would be great for you. Grab, like I said, that light potting soil or a seed starter soil if you're going to start the seeds inside. Okay.
Oh,
it's a light mix.
Different seed starter soil?
It'll say right on the bag, seed starting soil.
Okay.
Just a light mix.
Okay.
From there, once you get the soil and the seeds home, what I'd like you to do is take the soil, put it in a container that's not the containers that you're going to use, and get it moist, okay? Get it a little damp so that when you put the seeds in the soil, it's not completely dry, and when you water it, the seed either drops to the bottom or floats on the top.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's why you want to make that seed-starting soil a little bit wet.
Okay.
Okay. Once that happens, you put the seed inside, depending upon what you're growing. You know, tomatoes, one seed per, you know, peat pot or the seed starting tray. Get those into a full sun area. Some of the new style seed starter trays will come with like a little plastic dome that goes over the top. It's this little long greenhouse to get it started. Once
okay.
it gets to a certain height, you're obviously going to need to take the greenhouse top off because you want the plants to grow taller, obviously. You keep it in the sun. If you can't keep it in the sun full time during the day, look for a grow light. You can get a grow light as all the way up to one that costs hundreds of dollars with the different lumens, etc. Or you can buy a simple one that you might see over when chickens are hatching for the mm-hmm. little chicks. It's like a little silver dome with a light bulb. You can do something along those lines.
Okay.
To keep it on there during the day. And you're usually trying to produce it for, you know, an 8-hour day of sun.
Okay.
That's going to allow the plant to get that sun you're looking for if it were outside. Okay.
One challenge I have, I've tried to grow things in the past, and I usually either don't water it enough or overwater it. So how do I know how much I need to water it?
So it depends on the variety of what you're using, but one way with these peat pots, you'll see the soil on it. If the soil turns a very light brown, almost, this is how I'd describe it, actually. So when you open the bag of soil,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be dry.
Okay.
That color right there, you never want it to get completely to that color in the soil when you plant, because that means it's going to be very bone dry.
Okay.
So you want to have it a little bit darker in color than that. You don't want it to sit in water, but you don't want it to dry out to that point.
Okay.
So depending upon what it is, it could be a couple days. When you first start with seeds, you only have to water once when you start until it starts to germinate. Then when it starts to germinate, then you can water maybe, you know, once a week or twice a week. It's
okay.
All going to depend on, you know, the heating source that you have indoors. And if you start to see it drying out quickly, that soil drying out, turning that light brown, then you ramp up the watering a little bit. And that's how you would start to do it.
And then once it's outside, the same thing, I don't want to get that light brown?
Yeah, so hang tight for me, Cheryl. I'm going to a break. When we get back, we'll give you more information. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Cheryl Ann in regards to her garden and getting it started. She says she doesn't know what to do with it, but from what I hear, you actually do know a thing or two about gardening, and you have some great ideas with it.
Well, now, I know what not to do.
Well, and to be honest, that's actually what gardening's all about.
Oh, okay.
When you figure out what not to do, you do the opposite, right? So you do what you're supposed to. So that's why gardening can be like this. It's about having fun and trying new things. So I would say you're already more experienced than a lot, more than you think.
I don't know how.
So, you talked about right before the break, when you bring the plants outside, how would you tell? Now, you're going to be in containers. It would be the same type of thing. You're going to be able to tell the difference in the soil looks of it. When it's really light colored, it's going to be very dry. One way to tell is when you water it. If you can't see the soil for some reason, when you water it and the water just drains right out, that means it's way too dry and it shouldn't get that way. It's kind of like if you ever purchase a hanging basket. The hanging basket's up, you water it, and all of a sudden the water's just dripping right through the bottom quickly. That means it's very dry.
Okay.
So you don't want to get to that stage. What happens with plants is when they start to dry out like that, they start to, brace for that, and they'll absorb too much water, or they'll just keep the water in there and not start absorbing it because they don't know when their next, watering is going to be.
Okay.
So it will actually be, less beneficial for the plant to let it dry out. So the one way to really check is the finger test in the soil.
Okay.
Put your finger into the soil, and you want to go down a couple, to the second knuckle, really, and feel if it's wet in there. If you pull your finger out and there's soil on there and it's damp, don't water. If you put your finger in there and it's, there's a little bit of residue, that's probably about the time you want to water as well.
And what time of day do I water?
So I like to water in the morning.
Okay.
The morning's the better time to do it, so it has all day to dry out.
Okay.
With some plants, when you water and the water sits on the plant overnight, it opens it up for pathogens and insects and whatnot. So that's why I always like to water in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
By the way, I was listening to your commercial, and I'm willing to support your sponsors. Soil Moist Granules, is that something worthwhile for me starting out?
It definitely is.
Okay.
So you just take a pinch of it, and you sprinkle that into the container gardens, and that will help you water less. Okay, so you won't have to worry about it. So what it is, it's the same stuff that's in baby diapers. So it absorbs to hold it into that diaper. This is the same thing. It's just you'll see it in like a gel form. If you put too much of it, what'll happen is it creates like a little volcano, and it comes out of the soil, and it's all over the place. So just follow the instructions to a T.
Okay.
If you wanted to just, you know, test it out, you could sprinkle some in like a little cup that you could see, put water in it, and just watch, because it'll just turn into these gel, like little gelatin pieces. And that's just holding the water, and it's allowing it to water less, because it'll break down in the soil. So that's definitely one thing to be doing with that.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Wish me luck.
Well, I think you are better prepared than you think, but good luck anyways. And I think you're going to do a great job, Cheryl Ann.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The results? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. We're going to take a break here in a second, and when we get back, we'll answer more of your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. So get out, garden, enjoy it. And if you have some questions, call us. We'll try to help you be successful there. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. has passed Italy as the nation suffering the most deaths because of the COVID-19 virus. More than 20,000 Americans have lost their lives. Over 500,000 have been infected by it. More than 19,000 have died in Italy. And worldwide, nearly 1.8 million people are infected and almost 109,000 people have died. New Orleans Saints safety Malcolm Jenkins telling black people, take care of yourself first.
This pandemic is real, and the damage that is left in the wake of the coronavirus is realized mostly in our communities. Bad policy, institutional neglect, and overexposure place us disproportionately in arm's reach of the dangers of this deadly virus.
Pope Francis urging the faithful not to yield to fear amid the outbreak during his Easter Vigil Mass in an empty St. Peter's Basilica. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, I didn't check, but Nathan, I'm assuming we got some calls on the line. We got anybody up next?
Your assumptions are correct. Harry is in New Hampshire.
Harry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Happy Easter. And yes, Christ has risen.
Good morning. Happy Easter to you.
Doing well. Got a couple questions, good questions for you.
Sure.
I've gardened for decades, but I'm starting a new garden. And I always was wondering on having an organic garden using compost. So if I purchased some fruits and vegetables from the grocery store that weren't organic, and I use those to put in my compost, and then the compost goes into the garden, is that classified as organic garden? Because the things that I've eaten aren't.
So it's very tough, right? There are multiple definitions of organic. There's 100% organic, then there's organic, and then there's a little bit less than organic. It's going to be hard to say, right? Depending upon what was used on whichever vegetable, it's going to make it less organic. That doesn't mean it's complete, not, you know, organic at all. You have some organic properties to it. But by using something along those lines without knowing what's being used, you could be adding something to it that you might not want.
Okay.
That being said, you consumed this. So it has been looked at as, you know, safe to consume. Not to get into any details of any other products out there, but we all know what product is deemed safe to use for some crops, right? But there are some out there that are just, you know, used to help protect it, and you can actually use the products up until like a week before or a couple days before harvest that aren't going to be harmful for you. But by doing something like that, you're probably going to say it's not, it's definitely not 100% organic, but it can still be partially organic.
Okay. Because I know I don't eat the skins of apples and peaches because I know they're, you know, sprays on there. So, okay. Another question. Starting a new garden on putting like a border around it, what would you suggest wood-wise? I've heard before sugar pine because it's got the sap. Would you have suggestions of what I can use?
So I've heard the sugar pine before. You can use a cedar, would be fine. Are you looking for a thin border? Or are you looking for like a square, like timber type border?
I'm open to options.
So okay.
It could be timbers or you know, a 2x.
Okay, so there, you know, the most common would be cedar to use. You could use that pine. I know depending upon where you are in New Hampshire, I'd heard a couple weeks ago somebody was saying like UNH Extension was selling, I think, that pine at a very inexpensive price to help make raised garden beds. So it would be something you might be able to look at.
Okay.
People have used hemlock before. The reason why a lot of people will use like cedar is that's the one that's supposed to last the longest. Okay.
Right. Bug resistant.
Yes. So, but the other thing that's happened, right, is cedar is almost the same price as everything else now, or more expensive. And it, you know, cedar is supposed to last 4 or 5 years in the soil, as a garden bed, maybe even a little bit longer, whereas like a pine was only supposed to last 2 or 3 years. Now, the right. price on like a pine has gotten lower to the point where you could actually replace it those 3 years and it be either the same or less of a cost than a cedar.
Sure.
So that's,
yeah.
So it used to be where cedar, if you were to buy pine, it would take you like 3 or 4 times to replace it to get to the, it would be like 1 or 2 times to replace it. So the cedar made more sense to put in. But now the pine has become less, so it, you can actually do it multiple times, and it's going to be the same price as the cedar. So that's why it's become a little bit more popular again, because cedar's become expensive.
Okay.
Like I said, the hemlock is another one. Some people even use like timbers. You can buy it at a lumber yard. Just they're not the pressure treated timbers. They're the new style timber, like a 6x6x8 or a 6x8x8. You can find those at a lot of those places, like hardware wood yards. Some garden centers will even carry them, but those are the timbers.
Okay. Grass seed.
Yep.
I have a septic system, leach field, and listening to your shows for the decades, I know there's some grass seed out there that has roots that grow like 3-4 feet deep. The septic area, the leach field, has sunlight almost all day, but
yep.
I don't want those roots, you know, to go deep. What kind of grass seed would you suggest for that?
Okay, so the one that grows deep would be that Black Beauty that goes like 3 to 4 feet deep into the soil. You said it's full sun mostly?
Correct.
Okay. So you could use like some rye or just some fescues. Like a sunny mix is not going to have as deep of the root system. It's probably going to be more of like the 12 inches because of the amount of sun you're getting. They're going to dry out a little bit quicker. So they don't establish as, you know, deep down there to get themselves. There's also the Black Beauty has, it's a special seed that's, it's not coated like you've heard from others, but that seed is developed that way to get the deeper root system for drought resistant. So I would look at more like a full sun. A lot of times it's a mixture. Yeah. Bluegrass and fescues and ryes are most common in New England. If you were to put sod down, it would be just usually straight bluegrass. If you wanted to have that more natural mix, it would be ryes and fescues as a mix. That's what I would look to do. If it was shade, I'd say stay away from bluegrass, but you're in full sun, so bluegrass might be, the mix of those three might be the way to go.
Sure. The other side of the house, which probably has a little bit more shade, so I'd just be looking for shady area. I know one of the things that you mentioned in the past, you got to test your soil.
Yep.
You advertised, there was a company that does free soil testing, and I lost the address and information on that. Do you still have that?
So that company that does it is Natural Alternative. Okay, and they've run out of the free samples at this point, but I think if you gave them a call or emailed them tomorrow, let me get you the phone number, and just tell them you spoke with me on the radio. You'll probably speak with Victoria. You can give them a call at 888-546-5941. And just tell them you talk to me on the radio and see if they can do something when it comes to that soil sample. They'll send you a bag, and from there you'll fill it with a certain amount of soil or have like a line. It's about a pound of soil. What you want to do is take the four corners of the area plus the center, and when you put a shovel in the ground, you want to take what's at the bottom of the shovel. So right at like the round point at the bottom, or the flat edge, but all the way at the bottom, that's the soil you want to get sampled. You don't want to get from the top. You want to get about 6 inches deep. What you would do is take that sample, put it into like a 5-gallon bucket or a container, let it sit in the sun for 24 hours or overnight to dry out a little bit, because you don't want to send any, that's soaked. Then put it in the container. You send it back. They'll send you some information of what you can do, what's in there. Do you need to fertilize more, or do you need to do a little bit more, with taking care of the soil underneath? If you can't, say you can't get it through there, there's another company, another place. It's from UVM. It's called Ag Testing. At uvm.edu. And that one actually, it's like $15, something like that. Natural Alternative is a $25 with the shipping, with free shipping. It goes back and forth for you, and they'll actually help you out afterwards. Reminders on when to fertilize, that type of thing. So I think, even if you can't get it for free, it's worth it, because you're going to get a lot of information out of it to know exactly how you can be more successful.
I know it's acidic because there's moss around it, the area. I'll have to be liming. What would you suggest for? I know you use the granulars that take 6 months to do, but there's other ones that are a couple weeks that'll start changing the pH.
Yeah, so there's the granular lime, just as regular pelletized lime or a powdered lime. That usually takes about 6 months for it to really do anything to the soil. There's now faster acting lime. It's calcitic lime. Those limes will actually start to help change your pH almost immediately. But what happens with these is once they hit the ground, they start working. Okay, so what I have done, if I know that a lawn is very low in pH and has very acidic soil, especially when there's moss in the area, I'm going to use that fast acting lime, that calcitic lime, 3 times in one season in 6-week intervals. So what I would do is get that soil sample done and sent away. You know you're going to already have to add lime or this fast-acting lime. So put it down. And then 6 weeks later, you put it down again. 6 weeks after that, you put it down again. And then 6 weeks after that, that's when you do another soil test to see where you're at. You can actually bring your pH up 1 point which is huge when it comes to the lawn. If you can get into the sixes, your lawn's going to start looking green and lush. And when you put down grass seed and you put down fertilizer, it's going to go to the right parts of what you want. So that's why the soil test is important, to tell you where you need to be and where you need to get. There also could be clay in that soil that you have. That's one of the reasons why moss sits sometimes. Maybe it's a high clay-filled soil. So you would use another product. Natural Alternatives has a sulfur product. Or you could look at Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Both of those are fast-acting gypsum that break up the soil underneath, allow any of the active nutrients that are in there to be more active for the soil, and it helps out that way. So those are a couple things to do, but it all starts with that soil test.
Would you, after I put the first application down of the calisthenic lime, can I put down like weed control and
yes,
grass
seed? They're doing completely different things. So you could put them almost in the same day or the next day. It wouldn't matter. This is just going to help the soil, whereas the others are going to either control crabgrass or weeds. So you'd be fine.
Okay. And moss on a roof.
Okay, moss on a roof. They have some moss out products that are specific for roofs. I definitely look at that. We got a break.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. For the break, we were just talking to Harry in regards to moss killer for the roof. I just wanted to add, so moss out is one of them, but wet and forget is another one that you can use. Two great products to be using to kill moss. So just wanted to throw that out there. I do have some calls on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Patty is in New Hampshire.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello. Good morning. I also have lawn issues, and I took a lot of notes on what you just told the previous caller, so
okay.
You won't have to repeat that. I have a fair amount of grub damage, and I have bees. I don't want to put anything down that's going to hurt the bees. I have had someone come, and he's going to put something down in June that'll take care of grubs in the fall for next year. But in the meantime, I've got a lot of damage, and I would like to replace the damaged part now with something that's low maintenance. I don't know if the soil moist is safe to add in there, but the lawn gets a fair amount of sun, maybe not all day, but close.
Okay. So for the lawn, I wouldn't put the soil moist granules in there. Reason being is it's not what you're looking to do for that. But what I would suggest for you is you're looking to do the opposite of what Harry was doing. You would want a grass seed, when you replace it, to have very deep, thick roots. And the deeper the root is, the more likely they're going to be able to survive drought conditions. They'd be last longer, etc. So that black beauty.
My well water, because
yep.
So limited well water.
Understandable. So yeah. that product would be that Black Beauty or the Black Beauty Ultra grass seed. That's from Jonathan Green.
Okay.
That grass seed can go down 3 to 4 feet. Now, most grass seeds go about 12 to 18 inches maximum. This one going so much deeper, it doesn't need to be watered as much, and it's less maintenance for you. It actually helps with disease resistant because it's allowed to get more nutrients from the soil.
Okay.
So that's the grass seed I would look at. Now, for the grub control, I just want to go back really quick here. You have somebody coming back in June. Hopefully they're coming in early June for you to do this. But realize that the season-long killer that they're putting in lasts 3 months. So June, July, and August. Sometimes at the end of August, beginning of September, and into September, there's still grubs. And so you would look at using a product like Dilox from BioAdvanced. It's a 24-hour killer for grubs. It's something you could even put down at this point in time to kill any grubs that are up there now. There's going to be some that are overwintered from last year that are close to the surface. So you would use that Dilox product to do that. Unfortunately, it's a synthetic, but what it does is it uses everything in 24 hours. Once 24 hours is usually up, or a little bit past 24 hours, it's dissipated from the soil and it's gone. So it's a contact killer when it comes to the grubs. So if you have some now, that's what you would use. And then you would use that later into the fall for any of those grubs that made it past that season-long control. Okay, so
but
that's
a problem with bees and bumblebees and
It shouldn't be a problem with any of the bumblebees or bees like that in the yard, as long as you don't have anything like clover blooming in the lawn. Because
say you've
taken care of it and you've mowed it and there's nothing flowering in the lawn, you know, like an ajuga or a clover or henbit, one of those. You know, and those are all weeds, obviously. You know, you wouldn't want to put the grub control down because bees can try to pollinate that. It goes onto the soil, and once it's into the soil, it's not going to affect it. So the other thing to do is say you're nervous about the bees being on the lawn, do it at night, okay? Do it when dusk hits because bees have gone back to their hive. And I would suggest the same thing if you were spraying anything, is to do it when at night when bees have gone back to the hive. So at least you have that whole overnight period for everything to dry down and be into the soil or into the plant to help protect those bees.
Okay, so can I just you got that?
Yeah.
I hear that music coming. But,
so just hang the music's going to cut us both off. So if you hang tight, I can answer you on the next part of the show. So it'll be a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.